open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Welcome to Liberating the Oppressed with your host, Pastor Edmundo Rivera.
Dios te bendiga. Bienvenidos al programa Libertando al Oprimido con el Pastor Edmundo Rivera.
God bless you all tonight. Tonight we have a full house. We have all my children behind us. Can anybody say hello?
Hello. My name is Matthew Rivera.
And say God bless you.
God bless you, Lord.
Eli, come over here and say hello.
Hello, everybody.
Now say it in the microphone.
Hello, everybody.
Say God bless you.
God bless you. And hi.
Caleb, where's Caleb?
If anybody knows me.
If anybody knows me, I am from Poxini Elementary School.
Hi, my name is Caleb Rivera.
Okay, now you're going to have to give me some time. I have to get on the road, okay?
Do you like my motorcycle?
Okay, now go over there. God bless you. We have all my children here today. What's happening is I have a withdrawal from anything that's electronic at the house on the weekend. I am tired of talking to my children when they have the phones on and I have to yell and I say, get off the phone. So if you go into the same problem we have tonight, God bless you. And I pray that you can... get over the weekend by just taking away the cell phones and everything that's electronics, because we have to interact with our children now, and now is the time that you have to take it away and give them a book and take them out to the park and ride with them on your bike or go fishing, do something in family. We are losing our touch with our children because of electronics, and it's very, very sad to see that now when you go to the table to have a good dinner, everyone has their cell phone, and that is no good. We need to get back to the old days when we used to talk, and dad and mom, we would all sit down on the table and we would say grace together and we would eat together and we had a good time. Amen. God bless you. Okay. So tonight's a beautiful night, and I give all the glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. And tonight we want to be thankful. We have a week that's going to be coming up. And in this week that we know as Thanksgiving, I would like to talk about Thanksgiving. What did the Lord has done for you that you can say, Lord, I am so thankful for what you have done for me, my family. You have given me salvation. Tonight's the night. So please get on the phone and call us and tell us what the Lord has done for you. 772-221-1100. Or you can text us on the phone. Hallelujah. It's 706-414-5827. Hallelujah. And if you hear the kids screaming in the back, it's okay. They're just having a good time as well. Hallelujah. We have a full house today. So let us go into our Bible. Hallelujah. So if you have your Bibles with you, please, I invite you to look in the book of Psalms. Hallelujah. 138, verse 1 to 5. And I will read it, and then my wife will say it in Spanish. Hallelujah. Let me get our book here with me. Hallelujah. We got a call tonight. Hallelujah. That's great. And I'm going to read it in English, and then I will read it in Spanish. So please bear with me. I have my wife attending the children, and I will be here attending the audience on the radio. Amen. So the Bible reads, in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, and the church says, Amen. I will praise you, O Lord, with all my heart. Before the gods, I will sing you your praise. I will bow down toward your holy temple, and I will praise your name for your love and your faithfulness, for you have exalted above all things name in your word. One moment. Hallelujah. Here?
Yeah, green button. No. He's gone.
Okay, amen. Let him call. The caller who just finished calling, I invite you to call again. Hallelujah. I am working single-handed here tonight. Amen. And it says, hallelujah, verse 3, when I called, you answered me. You made me bold and south-earded. Hallelujah. May all the kings of the earth praise you, O Lord, when they hear the words of your mouth. May they sing the words, the ways of the Lord, for the glory of the Lord is great. Hallelujah. We got a caller coming in. I believe this is the same person who had called earlier. Amen. I'm going to hang up again. It went down. Must have dropped. We're having a little bit of difficulty here with the phones tonight. It dropped. It said two missed calls.
Okay. You punch this button.
Right? Yes. Okay. So we're having a little difficulty here. Please bear with us. We are shorthanded today. Hallelujah. So I'm going to read it now in Spanish. And it says, en el nombre del Padre, del Hijo, y del Espíritu Santo. This is for all our Spanish-speaking friends out there. Te alabaré con todo mi corazón. Delante de los dioses te cantaré salmos. Me postraré hacia tu santo templo y alabaré tu nombre por tu misericordia y tu fidelidad. Porque has engrandecido tu nombre y tu palabra sobre todas las cosas. Aleluya. El día. Hello.
Hello. Good evening. My name is David.
How you doing, David? God bless you.
Thank you very much. God bless you too.
What has the Lord done for you that you can say, I am thankful for what God has done in my life? Amen.
Well, he took a wretch like me, an old New York truck driver, angry, cursing every day and doing all sorts of different drugs and just being stupid, and turned me into somebody completely different. I love people now instead of hate people first. You know, I give them a chance. I used to not give anybody a chance to love, I just didn't trust them at all. Now I'm full of love.
Amen.
And because I have an intimate relationship with Abba Father, I'm able to have an intimate relationship with my wife. I love myself. I love my pastor Benny Ramos at Love Wings Ministries at 6785.
Okay, I know.
I'm sorry.
From Benny, I know Pastor Benny. That's a good friend. I'm going to go visit him. In these days,
he is a great guy. I go to Love Wings every Sunday and Wednesday.
Okay, so you are a man that's grateful for what God has done. I'm from New York. I'm from the South Bronx,
grateful.
New York, and I know what it is when God transforms people. Hallelujah! And I see that Pastor Benny is doing a good job with you. That's great.
Thank you.
Yes, that's good. That's good.
He's quite a man. He's a little sick right now as far as his physical body, but it doesn't stop him. The snaggle tooth can't get to him.
No, old snaggle tooth is not going nowhere.
He can't get to me anymore either.
That's right. That means you're a grateful man. So all those who are listening at this time, we have a man he's saying that God has transformed him from what he was before, and now what he's... Now he is a transformed person. This means that God is the only one that can transform anyone. If you just give the opportunity that Jesus Christ comes into your life. So my brother, thank you for calling. Hallelujah. God bless you. When you see your Pastor Benny, tell him Pastor Rivera says I'm going to go visit him in these days. Okay. I've been really busy. I've been working a lot. And getting my stuff ready we were helping Puerto Rico. I was back and forth in the island. So I haven't been over there. But tell him that I'm going to go over there and visit him. He's a good guy.
Okay, thank you.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Let's go back to the Bible.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. And the Bible says in Spanish, hallelujah, this is a good call, and this is when you see that the before and the after product, and you see how God transforms a person, and and he gives them life. And they start to talk to you, and you see the joy in their lives. You see the happiness in their lives. You see their eyes that glitter, and you see a complete transformation. And Pastor Benny is doing an excellent job at Love's ministry. I think it's at Port St. Lucie. And I visited there once, and it's a beautiful area. He's got a really nice congregation. And there's people that are being transformed there. And all the glory is to our Lord and Savior. And like he says, Snaggletooth, got nothing on him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I, too, was a man that has been transformed. I'm from the South Bronx, New York also. So I know what it is to live on that dumb street, some concrete jungles. And I know what it is, how the fast-paced life, and when God comes, transforms you, and it makes you a different person. So let me go back to the Bible. And I was reading verse 3 from Psalm 138 in Spanish for all my Spanish-speaking friends out there. Hallelujah. God bless you all. And it says, y el día que clamé me respondiste, me fortalecieron con vigor en mi alma. Te alabarán, oh Jehová, todos los reyes de la tierra, porque han oído los dichos de tu boca y cantarán los caminos a Jehová. Hallelujah. My wife is now here now. Yes, God bless you. Joel, Dios te bendiga. Hallelujah. Amen. Ya yo leí el Salmo 138. And again, I call out to all those who are listening in this Thanksgiving that is fast approaching. Hallelujah. And other places, their Christmas, it's already begun, and we even haven't gone through Thanksgiving. One of the most important holidays is Thanksgiving. It's when you can sit down at the table. Now, I'm kind of an old guy. I mean, in February, I'll be 50. Wow, but God is in control. Hallelujah. And in my house, Thanksgiving, all the family will come together. People from all over the place. Puerto Rico, Queens, New York, Brooklyn. From all places, they will come to my mother's house in the South Bronx. And we will have a big table. My mother will be cooking for hours. You could not go into the kitchen. You cannot open the pot because you will get hit with a hot spoon. How many people can say, hey, I remember those days. Hallelujah. And I remember that we would sit down. Everybody would sit down, but they had to wait until my father got home. He returned from work. He took a shower, and he sat down on the table, and he said, now let us all give grace. And all the family and all the kids were in the living room, and we were all waiting to eat that beautiful feast that we had. Hallelujah. Now, you don't have those feasts anymore. Seldom you will find families come together. And if they do come together, they will be with the iPhones or with the iPads, and the loss of communication is gone. They speak with each other through iPads and phones and send text messages. That's why this weekend is a no phone weekend. Yes, God, hallelujah. It's been a rough weekend, but oh my God, I'm having a good time because we were able to go out. We communicating more, and this is what is intended. And Thanksgiving is a special time. When I was in the military, I always wanted to go home on Thanksgiving. And it was a special time. It's when most travelers go out to their homes. And sometimes when you get to the home, you know, you say, where's mom and where's dad? And well, dad left the house. Or mom, where's mom? Or mom's not here. And you find yourself with situations. And you say, wow, what a Thanksgiving that is so gloomy. But tonight, if you have experienced all this, because I have, I've seen the situations of many soldiers coming home and they find themselves in an empty home. And they return back and we have a Thanksgiving within soldiers. And sometimes we can't come home. We're way away, far away in different parts of the world. And we must pray for these soldiers, for their safe return and for what they're doing defending our freedom in the United States. Always pray for soldiers. And that food that they're eating and they're saying, thank you, God, for what you're doing. Dándole gracia al Señor porque, aleluya, lo que Él ha hecho, what He has done for you. And it's very important that this year that we say to the Lord, we come to the table. And before we even come to the table, before we even eat anything, consume the food that mom made or grandma made or great-grandma made or our beautiful wives made, we got to say grace. At this time, I want to introduce my wife. My wife is a little bit sick. That's why I'm talking a lot. So let me give a little opportunity to my wife as she can speak. Amen.
Dios les bendiga en esta noche a todos los que nos están escuchando. Me encuentro un poco afectada de salud. Llevo casi una semana sin voz. Pero damos gracias al Señor que nos permite estar una vez más aquí, frente a este micrófono, para traer un mensaje positivo, ¿verdad? Y más que positivo, un mensaje de agradecimiento al Señor por las bondades que hemos recibido de Él, aún sin merecerlas. Y es bueno sacar un tiempo y dar gracias al Señor por todo, por lo bueno que hemos tenido en este año, porque ya básicamente después de la esperada fecha de Thanksgiving Day,
Thanksgiving Week, yeah.
Vamos a tener, vamos a empezar la fiesta.
Yes.
Las fiestas de Navidad en general. O sea que estamos a casi a un mes de empezar un nuevo año.
We are about a month and a few days before the new year comes, 2018. Wow, time has gone fast. It just flew by. And the Lord is at the door, and we must be prepared with thanksgiving and offerings of love and thanksgiving to our Savior in heaven.
Debemos dar gracias al Señor en todo tiempo, ¿verdad? No solamente un día al año. Debemos sacar tiempo todos los días y darle gracias al Señor porque nos levantamos, porque respiramos, porque tenemos la oportunidad de un día más de vida. Hay tantas cosas por qué dar gracias al Señor, ¿verdad? Y es importante para el cristiano que tiene al Señor en el corazón, sabe que un corazón agradecido, ¿verdad?, da gracias al Señor, valga la redundancia. Y quería dejar por aquí, ¿qué es gracias?
What is thankfulness? What is giving thanks?
Para algunos es una expresión.
For some, it's an expression.
Simple.
It's a simple expression.
Say como una thanks. Rutina.
It's a routine word is used, thanks.
Pero si nos vamos a la definición.
But if we go into the definition of thankfulness.
Gracias es la expresión de agradecimiento.
Thankful or being thankful is the expression that we give of being thankful.
Entonces vamos a agradecimiento, ¿qué significa?
Now we're going to be grateful.
Y agradecimiento significa.
And what grateful means.
Un sentimiento de estima.
It's a feeling of uplifting.
Y reconocimiento.
And being recognized.
Que se le da a una persona.
That is given to someone.
Que tiene hacia lo que le han hecho un favor.
And is giving, being thankful for receiving some type of help.
O ha prestado un servicio.
Or has given some type of a work or service done.
Por el cual desea.
He desires.
Corresponderte.
To be responded for.
Así que.
So.
Nosotros damos gracias a Dios.
So we give thanks to the Lord.
Pero más que gracias.
But more than being thankful.
Somos agradecidos.
We are just more. It's being it's like saying I am so grateful for what you have done.
¿Por qué? porque gozamos de un favor inmerecido.
You know why we are so grateful of the thank of what we received from our God, our Savior? Because we did not earn it. This was given to us by grace.
Es un favor que no pedimos ni merecemos.
It's a favor that was given to us, and it was given to us by love, and we did not, hallelujah, expect it.
Pero como no tenemos nada que ofrecer con nuestras manos,
but we don't have, you know, we don't have anything to offer of our own hands, of our own doing,
con nuestro corazón,
but we have our heart,
correspondemos,
to correspond, hallelujah, the offerings,
dándole gracias,
giving to the Lord Jesus Christ, thank you,
y viviendo una vida agradecida,
and living a humble and a worshiping life,
por ese favor inmerecido,
for that, hallelujah, unexpected salvation that we received.
Go ahead.
Hallelujah. I just love when I preach with my wife, and because if you know our story, si tú conoces nuestra historia, you would say, oh, these guys are not going to last 1 year. Because that's what they told us. That's what they were trying to sell us. And you're going to find people in your life that are going to, they're going to give you positive things, but other people are going to give you negative things. And in our life, there was a lot of people trying to separate us from being together. And we had a fight constantly to stay together. Being in the military, not just that, but living every day was a battle, because we loved God together and we did everything according to the word of God. And Satan did not want that we one day will reach here, Palm City, at the Good News Station, 89.9 FM, preaching the word of God in English and in Spanish. Dilo en español, mi amor, para que la gente que habla en español puedan entender lo que estamos diciendo y quién somos nosotros. Aleluya. Okay. A ver, santo. Yeah.
Nosotros, como pareja, ¿verdad? Al principio, toda pareja tiene dificultades, unas más que otras. Hay algunos que luchan por separarse y otros luchan por mantenerse unidos.
Mantenerse unidos. Siempre.
Es irónico, pero es así.
Sometimes there are couples that fight to be separated, but there are also couples that fight to always be together. And we were those, fighting constantly, day in, day out, being together.
Y recuerdo que cuando nos casamos al principio.
And I remember when we first got married.
Hay gente siempre que receta.
And there are always people who give you, like when you go to the doctor, he gives you a receipt to go and to get medication.
Y los miligramos era el tiempo.
And the milligrams of the medication were time, dates. They would give you a month, 2 months, 3 months.
¿Por qué? Porque éramos carácter totalmente diferente.
The reason my wife says this is we were two different characteristic person. Our personalities were different.
Mi esposo es una persona explosiva.
I am an explosive person.
Y apasionada.
And I'm a very passionate man.
Yo soy más pasiva.
My wife is a very passive woman.
Y desde el primer momento que nos conocimos chocamos.
And from the first time we met each other, we had, you know, it was like a wrecking train. Two trains collided together. Boom.
Y no había cierta ni atracción, nada.
And there wasn't a really physical or much attraction in our lives.
Pero los dos estábamos buscando el favor de Dios.
But this is the key. We both were looking for the favor of God.
Un compañero.
I was looking
para
for
mí.
I was looking for a future wife that would be loving to God and would love more God than who loves me, And my wife was looking for a man that would love more God than love her. And that was the key. Because when you love God and you unite together, everything starts to change.
Y a veces pensamos que como lo pedimos, así es que se nos va a dar.
And sometimes when you ask God for this recipe, God will give it to you in that fashion.
Perfecto.
Perfect.
Una mesa servida.
And it was a table that was complete. It's been served.
Pero realmente.
But the reality is.
Que el Señor te pone.
That the Lord.
La bendición en las manos.
The Lord puts the blessings in your.
En tus manos.
In your hands.
Pero tú.
But you.
Como eres agradecido con él.
Because you are a grateful and a thanksgiving person.
Como no comprendes.
But you don't understand God's will all the time.
En agradecimiento a él.
But in giving thanks to the Lord.
Por un servicio inmerecido.
For a gift not that we did not deserve, the gift of salvation.
No cuestiona.
We do not ask God.
Simplemente.
We just.
Te deja dirigir.
We let the Lord guide us through.
Dando gracias.
Giving thanks.
Aunque no lo entienda.
Even if you don't understand it.
Porque el Señor.
Because the Lord.
Es quien organiza las cosas.
He is the one who organizes everything.
Pone en orden la mesa.
He puts the table, the Thanksgiving table. In order.
Como nos dijo a nosotros,
like he told us.
Y nos sienta a extremos.
And he put us face to face.
Okay.
And he said, okay.
Ahora es el momento.
Now is the time.
¿Tú querías?
You want?
Una novia.
I wanted a girlfriend.
Una esposa.
I wanted a wife.
Aquí está.
She's there.
Tú querías un esposo.
And then my wife, you wanted a husband.
Tú querías un novio, querías un
you
esposo.
You wanted a boyfriend, and then you wanted a husband.
Aquí está.
There he is.
Ahora le toca.
Now it's time for.
Construir.
To construct.
Porque yo te contesté la petición a ti.
Because God always answers your petition.
Y te contesté
la petición. And he gives what your heart desires.
Exacto.
Hallelujah. Now, mind this, when I first met my wife, it was about this time. I just came from South America. I was in a humanitarian mission. And look how God prepares all this, and I still fly to Puerto Rico doing humanitarian mission. God prepared me way before time, and he prepared it, and I came home in my uniform, and I went to the church, and that's where I found my wife. She was at church, and I came in uniform, and only a few people knew me. I didn't know. I didn't speak too much. I was very quiet. Not like now that we're speaking and we constantly speak. But God is good, and God gave me a person because I was always on a military high drop, you know, high low altitude, and I was always in that GI state of mind. I was always working, and I never had time to sit down and ask God. But my heart always wanted to settle down. And he gave me, he said, this is the table with all the foods that I'm going to sit you down and you're going to meet someone so you can both be thankful and being Thanksgiving. And this week that we are celebrating Thanksgiving, you can all come to the table and say, thank you, Lord, for what you have done. For me, for us, Lisbeth, Dios te bendiga mucho a usted y a su esposo y a su iglesia. Aleluya. Siempre están sintonizando en el radio. Aleluya. En Facebook Time. And we give thanks to all who are listening from Miami all the way down to Georgia, New Jersey. I got friends that are listening now through the internet from California. And it's going everywhere. And this is being thankful. Tonight I wanted to say thank you.
Y no te estamos contando nuestra historia, mi amor, porque esa la vamos a dejar para febrero.
And this is not our love story because, you know, we don't celebrate Valentine's Day, but we still give thanks to the Lord for giving that heart of love.
Hallelujah. Pero te estamos contando.
But we are telling you our story.
Como Dios contestó una petición.
How God answered a petition.
Y aunque la travesía no ha sido fácil.
And even though our roads were not, hallelujah, were not, it was not easy.
El principio, yo te bendiga, Julio, el principio fue duro.
In the beginning it was very hard.
En el transcurso ha sido
and
duro.
In the transaction of our lives it was even harder.
Pero en el día de hoy,
but in today, the day that hoy, we're standing, hallelujah,
podemos
today,
decir,
we can say,
juntos,
together,
tantos años,
going on 15 years.
Gracias a Dios.
Thank you, Lord.
Por permitirnos caminar juntos.
For permitting us to walk together.
Hasta aquí.
Up to today. Not that we're going anywhere else. I'm just saying up to today. I can't live without my wife, and it's we're a package. We're like a tag team. If you ever watch wrestling, you see that tag team effect. Like, okay, can you do this for me? Okay, tag team, boom. And my wife would speak, and then she'll get tired, and when she sees me, her tired or I'm tired, we'll work together. And God only does this when you are thankful. And tonight is the night that I want you to give me a call tonight. Like this gentleman did earlier from Benny's church. And he was thankful for what God has done. So yo te invito en esta noche. Julio, llámanos al 772-221-1100. Or you can leave me a text, hallelujah, on Facebook and say, I am grateful for what God has done. We have Lisbeth, hallelujah, from Miami. And she said, God bless you. Bendiciones, mis hermanos. Hacia adelante siempre. Julio is watching on Facebook. We have Los Salcero families that are watching from Puerto Rico. Hallelujah. So we have some type of communication. And my wife wants to say something.
En el día de hoy estábamos precisamente recordando varias cosas, varios sucesos fuertes que vivimos como pareja. Y entre las cosas que recordábamos tiempo que él estuvo en la tercera operación.
Yeah, tercera today, operación. My wife is saying that today we were remembering the hard times we were living through. We were talking about my third surgery on my legs when I was wounded. And there was a time that my brother was with me. When I first came over, I got shipped over from Germany. When you come on a medevac, and I came on a C-17 Galaxy, Global Galaxy. That was the first time I ever ate a small piece on a military aircraft, and it was an Air Force. So God bless you, Air Force guys, man. You guys are just great. That was the first time I ever ate any kind of food on a military aircraft. But this time I was on a stretcher, laying down and being moved around. And when I got to the States, and I met my wife, and I had my second surgery. My first was in Germany, then my second was in I was up in a place called Fort Drum, New York. They had a small reconstruction hospital in Watertown, New York, and that's where they sent me to. If I would have gone to Walter Reed, I would have lost my legs. So I give thanks to the Lord for that. That's another thing of being thankful.
Sí, fueron tantos sucesos.
There were so many things that were happening in our lives and our young matrimony.
En cada operación.
In every surgery that I had.
Se jugaba la vida, aunque usted no lo crea.
My life was at stake, and even you know, I can only say it. You know.
Y yo le decía a él precisamente esta tarde, le decía, hay tantas cosas que dar gracias y tú. Tienes que acordarte una vez más que tú estás vivo por la misericordia del Señor.
And we were talking about this today, early on today, and I didn't have a theme, you know, to speak tonight. And then I said, you know what? Thanksgiving is coming up. It's time for me to say, you know, why I am thankful. El momento preciso para decirle al mundo que nos están escuchando. ¿Por qué yo soy agradecido? Why I am thankful. And I remember one of my third surgery, I lost nearly three quarters, no, well, about The doctor says a little bit over 30% of my blood at the table. The surgery was supposed to be about 3 hours and a half, and it lasted almost 5 hours. So I'm kind of a dark skinned person, and that day I came out was really white, pale. Benjamin, Dios te bendiga, aleluya.
Le tuvieron que poner mucha sangre.
They had to give me blood. My brother came, flew in. He was there, and he had to prepare himself to give me blood.
No and despertaba de la anestesia.
I did not wake. Saludo, Dios te bendiga.
Cuando despertó.
When I woke up from the surgery, it was already over 5 hours. So I was in the surgery bed. I woke up.
Te ahogaste.
I was swallowing the fluid through my I was just swallowing, and I was choking myself. And they had to move me to the side, and the doctor said the doctor told my wife, hey, listen, this, he lost a lot of blood, and we thought we were gonna lose him. So I was thankful because I had my wife, a good woman, beside me. I had my youngest brother with me. He also is a serviceman. He retired last week with 21 years and a half of service. So God bless him and whatever he's doing. He's in Hawaii. But people that were around me at this time were praying for me, and I'm thankful. And even when I was outside my bed, outside the recovery, I started to vomit. And the one who was there was my younger brother. He was the one who pulled me over to the side, and he was able to put his hand inside my mouth so I can take everything out. And I was able to I was able to recuperate. So I'm very thankful for what happened. And in this night, I asked you to call me 772-221-1100 and let us know what God has done. Dile, habla, llámanos y dile al Señor que tú eres agradecido por lo que ha hecho. Even you, if you don't want to call, you can text me at 706-414-5827, my phone. You have the phone, then I can read all your messages. Or on Facebook, Pastors Edmundo and Gisela Rivera on my Facebook. And you will see me live now, and you can see us, and I can say God bless you, and you can leave a message to all our friends, Benjamin Ortiz, my cousin Julio Rivera, who's once in a while, he gets on the Facebook. God bless you and your family.
No te contamos todas estas cosas para que nos coja pena.
And we're not saying this so you can feel sorry for
porque
us.
Porque te puedo decir también que antes de que esa operación ocurriera, y nosotros nos mudáramos a un apartamento, perdimos toda nuestra mudanza dentro de un vehículo que también se quemó.
Because there's so many things that happened, and when I got transported to New York, and all of our goods, we had a small van, and it was there. It was in that van. We were going to an apartment. It caught on fire in front of Walmart.
A semanas de la operación.
And right before going to the surgery room, we had to go get some stuff. I was able to move around in a wheelchair. And when we came out, I heard them saying, Sergeant Rivera, Sergeant Rivera, on the one on the intercom. And I see all the fire trucks outside, and our van was a total loss. So if we can sit and talk, it'll be more than an hour of testimonies. But tonight I want you to call. I want you to say, listen, I got salvation. I was lost, and now I am found. I was a sinner, and now God forgave me for what I have done.
¿Y qué te quiero decir con todo esto?
And what I want to tell you with all this?
Que en el mundo,
in the world,
el cristiano va a ser oprimido.
Christian life, you're going to be oppressed.
Va a sufrir mucho.
You are going to suffer.
Pero si somos libres en el Señor.
But if we are free and liberated in God.
Que era lo que nos pasaba a nosotros.
That's what happened to us.
Aunque lloramos.
Even if we cried.
Aunque sufrimos.
And we suffered.
Aunque vimos la muerte bien cerca.
And we saw the death right there. The angel of death have approached me many, many times.
No dejamos de dar gracias al Señor.
We will never stop giving and saying thank you,
Lord. No dejamos de ser agradecidos.
We will never stop being appreciative to our Lord Jesus Christ.
Porque gracias a su misericordia.
Because of his mercy.
Que día a día nos levantaba.
That every day we will get up.
Aún sin fuerzas.
Even if I did not have that strength.
Nos daba la fuerza.
He will give me strength.
Para continuar.
So we can continue.
El médico decía que no.
The doctor said this soldier will never walk again.
And pero mi fe me impulsaba.
But my faith will impulse me.
Y sabía.
And I knew.
Que su gracia.
That his grace.
Era más grande.
It was more bigger.
Que la palabra de cualquier hombre.
Than any word a man could ever tell me.
Y cuando el Señor te levantó de la silla.
And when God, hallelujah, the word of God lifted me up from that wheelchair that I was in.
Lo primero que hicimos fue dar gracias.
The first thing I did was I said, Lord, thank you.
Porque fue contra todo lo normal.
Because it was all in contrary to what we were facing.
Pero Dios.
But God.
Dijo, no, yo voy a hacer lo sobrenatural.
God said, I'm going to make him supernatural.
Porque mis hijos,
because my sons,
en lo poquito han sido fiel,
in the little they have been faithful,
pero en lo mucho,
but in the much I will put them,
le voy a enseñar,
I'm going to show them.
Y eso fue lo que pasó.
And this is what God did with us.
Y le damos gracias, Señor.
And we give all the glory to our Lord.
Porque en este año,
in this year,
no la vamos a pasar solo.
We're not going to do, I'm not, my wife's not going to be alone.
Vamos a tener familia.
We're going to have family.
Vamos a tener amigos.
We're going to have friends.
Pero también supimos comer solo a la mesa.
And what?
Comer solo a la mesa.
And we're not going to eat alone at the table.
Pero nunca.
But never.
Dejamos de dar gracias.
We never stop giving grace. At this time, we want to put on a song. Now, this is a good friend of mine. His name is Isaías Pagán. And if you guys have seen me here, there you go. Oxígeno. If you get that CD, that's a good friend of mine. His name is. And we're going to listen to one of his songs. It's number 5. Te bendeciré.
Distracciones, me dedico tan solo a ti. Mi alma entera, Cristo mi todo, con ternura me entrego a ti. Para yo adorarte, para que me abraces. Que fui creado para bendecirte, Dios. Te bendeciré, por siempre te bendeciré, por siempre, porque fui creado para bendecirte, Dios. Te adoraré, por siempre te adoraré, por siempre, porque fui creado para bendecirte, Dios.
majestad, restaurado por tu presencia, entregado lo que será. Decirte
Tonight is the night to say thank you. Tonight is the night to be grateful. Tonight is the night that you are going to say at the table. Because I know what it is to be without food. I know what it is just to eat a little bit of cornflakes and a little bit of milk. And even when I was a soldier, I know what it is to be without food. And you know what happened? The Lord sent my command to bring me food vouchers, and they were not of $100, they were over $200, and for a full year we received the food vouchers. So the Lord is gonna allow things to happen in your life, and you know what, he wants to know if you really love him. He wants to know, are you really grateful for what I have done for you? So I invite you today, accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Savior is going to be the most gratefulest thing and thankfulest gift you can give to the Lord. And say, God, on this Thanksgiving, I want to be thankful to you. I want to say thank you, God, because you sent your only begotten Son to die on a cross. And you didn't send your Son to condemn the world, but that this world can be saved by him. And this is found in hallelujah, John 3:16 and 3:17. So read it. Look it up for yourself. And if you really are a grateful person or a grateful nation, a grateful Christian, you will say this with me. I thank you, Lord, for what you have given me. I thank you for the little. I thank you for the most. And if I have a lot, help me give it to those or help others that need help. They need help. Bobby, Dios te bendiga. We love you guys. And you can come to the radio and you can say, I am thankful for what Jesus has done.
Yo puedo dar gracias al Señor. Mm-hmm. Quiero dar gracias al Señor.
My wife
lo puedo hacer personal. En mi intimidad con él siempre le doy gracias al Señor. Y le doy gracias al Señor por aprender a andar en un vehículo los cinco apretaditos.
We had to learn how to get in one small car, really, really small car.
A darle gracias al Señor por permitirnos tener dos vehículos super cómodos.
And now we can say, God, thank you for giving us two huge cars.
Por mi techo.
For my house. Ah, we didn't say about the house. I lost my house in Georgia. I'm sorry. In my house, I was in the hospital for 3 years, military hospital. and the bank foreclosed on my house that we had in Georgia. And they did it illegally, and we lost our house. So we had to fly to Puerto Rico. We had to fly back to Puerto Rico. There we had a house, a little small wooden house with two small bedrooms, a very small bathroom that when I went to the bathroom, my feet were outside of the doors. And the shower was a foot and a half by a foot and a half. So I couldn't move too much inside the shower. Our urinal was really small, so the bathroom was 3.5 feet big by 3.5 feet. And there we were grateful, there we will preach the word of God, and there we said, God, no matter what happens, we're still together. We are still together. And then when we came to the States, the Lord called us to the States, ministry in the States. Here we are. When I went to see my house, it was the third time we went to go see our house. And it was a brand new house, but the builder was not able to sell that house for over 6 months. And in those 6 months, we were looking for other houses, but God said, no, I don't want you with those houses. I want you in this house. So when we finally got it, and we went to the closing day, this is a long story short, we were blessed because I was a combat wounded soldier and I was alive. And when there's a law that if you are a wounded soldier, that you don't pay the closing costs. And it was our first house we paid for here, because the other house that we had, it didn't even show up on our credit report because it was illegal taken from us. So that was another blessing from God. Now this is what God does when he takes care of his children, and his children are grateful for what he's done. $17,000 was my closing. I didn't pay for it. The bank and the builder had to pay for it. They were angry at me, but you know what they said? Because you served my country, you gave us freedom, we're gonna repay you with this. So we brought our house. The closing was not put into our loan. And I said, Lord, only you can do it. We've been living in our house ever since. So these are just blessings that I'm saying.
Y nos han pasado muchas cosas más que son increíbles.
And there have been so many things. But before time is closing up, let's look at Ephesians. Ephesians 2, verse 8 and 9. And it reads, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Soul, and the Holy Ghost. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and not this, not from yourself. You didn't save yourself. It is the gift of God. Hallelujah. Not by works. You can't buy this. You can't do anything of this. You can't go out and do so many things and say, oh, I did it to be saved. No, not by your works, so that no one can boast. Hallelujah. En español.
Porque por gracia sois salvos, para que por medio de la fe. Y esto no es a vosotros, pues es don de Dios, no por obras, para que nadie se gloríe. Lo que nos ha pasado a nosotros le puede pasar a, es más, yo puedo decir que hay gente que nos está viendo ahí en Facebook, y hay gente que nos está escuchando ahora mismo en la emisora, que le ha pasado peor que a nosotros. Yes. Pero su corazón es como el de nosotros, agradecido. Damos gracias, Señor, por todo lo que ha sido difícil, ha sido fuerte en esta vida, pero hoy damos gracias, Señor, porque estamos de pie. Amen. Porque estamos vivos.
Proper response for salvation. There are many people that have similar or the same testimony that we have, but you know what the difference is? That there are others, hallelujah, that don't have the same outcome. But there are many like us that have the same outcome, because we are grateful, we are thankful. We say, Lord, thank you for the little things that you have given us, for all the blessings you have given us. Hallelujah. And we do this not to boast for ourselves, but just to be humble and say, God, thank you for the salvation. Thank you for my children. Thank you for my car. Thank you for my job. Thank you for my husband. Thank you for my wife. Thank you for everything you have given to me. Unfailing love for us. Psalm 107, verse 8 to 9, it says, let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for men. For he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. This is found in Psalm 107, verse 8 and 9. Look it up. Hallelujah, and be thankful.
En esta noche,
in this night,
el que me está escuchando,
who is listening,
que tenga la oportunidad levantar sus manos y diga, tal vez no sé cómo decir gracias.
To
yo
lift
te voy
your
a
hands
ayudar.
Up and say thank you. Hallelujah. You
simplemente cierra los ojos.
We're gonna help you tonight.
Mira
close
dentro de tu corazón.
Look, hallelujah. Look inside your heart.
Y di, Señor.
And say to the Lord tonight. Say this prayer with me.
Señor, yo sin merecerlo.
Say, Lord, I do not deserve this.
Yo te doy gracias.
I give you thanks.
Simplemente por permitirme un día más.
Simple, because you gave me another opportunity.
Gracias, Señor, por amarme.
Thank you for loving me.
Gracias, Señor, por mi familia.
Thank you for my family.
Gracias a Dios por mis vecinos.
Thank you for my neighbors.
Gracias, Señor, por las personas que me rodean.
Thank you for all those who are surrounding me.
Gracias, Señor, porque me sostiene.
Thank you because you sustain me.
Gracias, Señor.
Thank you, Lord.
Porque por tu gracia inmerecida.
Because of your grace in me, I am not unwilling greatness.
Estamos aquí.
You're here.
Gracias a Dios.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. If you have said this prayer tonight, and you said to the Lord, forgive me for my sins, your name is written in the book of life. Make this assurance in your life. You have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. So, you don't have a church to go. If you live in Jupiter, if you live in Jupiter right now, hallelujah, give me your church's address. Hallelujah, your church's address. We have people who, a good church in Jupiter. Hallelujah. So, Dave, can you come here quickly and give me your address? Okay. You don't have the address? Okay, let me get the card. This is quick. Okay. In Manuel and Angelican Communion Church. And the pastor there is Reverend David Francour. And you can call him at 772-341-9895. And if you're here in Palm City, this is quick. Over here at the Palm City Civic Center, come visit us tomorrow. Hallelujah. At House of Refuge at 6:30 in the evening until 8:30. God bless you all. Amen. Dios te bendiga. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Liberating the Oppressed with Pastor Edmundo Rivera, pastor of the House of Refuge Church located at 770 Southwest 34th Street at Palm City Civic Center in Palm City, Florida. Our bilingual service times are Sundays at 5:30 p.m. for Bible class, and worship service starts at 6:30 p.m. For more information about our church, the number is 706-414-5827 or text messages to 772-307-1480. House of Refuge is waiting for you.
Gracias por escuchar el programa Libertando al Cautivo. Escúchanos cada sábado desde las 9 de la noche. Para más información, puedes llamarnos al 706-414-5827. Recuerda, te esperamos en Casa de Refugio. Más que tu casa, somos tu familia. Dios te bendiga.